Shalom Aleichem, friends. We're going to continue this beautiful, beautiful sicha from Rav Yaakov Meir on Purim, getting ourselves ready and really in the zone, especially now that today it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet. Now it's really all roads lead to the wonder of the Megillah, of Megillas Esther, which in essence we so desperately need to read. We need to read the Megillah. On Purim, everyone knows there's four mitzvahs of the day, Arba mitzvahs hayom. The four mitzvahs of the day of Purim, that without them you really don't have Purim, is everyone knows Mishloach Manot. Everyone knows you have to give Matanot Lev Yonim, gifts to the poor. Of course, you have to have a Seuda, a feast. However, you have to hear the Megillah. And today we're going to understand, or we're going to touch upon a point of the importance and the necessity of a Yid to hear the Megillah on Purim. So Rav Yaakov Meir begins in Daf Yutet like this. He says, Ma katul ba Megillah? What's written in the Megillah? Mahi hatamtzit shel Megillah? Tamtzit is an interesting word. It doesn't just mean summary, but it means what's the basa, what's the flesh, what's the inside of the Megillah? What's the whole purpose of it? What do I walk away with after letting the words of the Megillah go into my heart? And here, Chevet, this is incredible. Because no matter what we'd like to think and how we'd like to feel, this, the next few words, are literally directed to each and every one of us. I'm sure each of you can say the following thing that I'm about to say. We meet so many people that feel so lost. They feel so removed, detached. They feel that as much as they try and work on themselves, they don't feel that the gates are open for them. So Rav Yaakov Meir says, Be'olameinu shoreret hastara nora'a. He says, in our days, there is an awe full hastara, hiddenness, that exists in our lives, in our worlds today. Hastara betoch hastara, v'hastara achar hastara, a hiddenness, like the famous song, a hiddenness within a hiddenness which follows a hiddenness day after day, feeling so far from feeling at home with ourselves, with the story of our lives. Mar, bitter, bitter, mar meod bli gvul. Such a bitterness that has no end. It has no end. Look at us. We're trying so hard. And as much as we know we have to feel that everything is good, and everything's for the best, and goodness is on its way, v'chule, who can say today they don't feel there's such a hastara? Especially for us chevre that are living and breathing Eretz Yisrael. How much blood was spilled this week in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, in Tel Aviv, in Petach Tikva? How much blood just this week? So Rav Yaakov Meir says, in our lives there's such hastara. He says, Hastara begashmius, Hastara regarding materialism, where tachlis, people do not have money. They simply don't have money. People that you think, it doesn't make any sense, they don't have, how could it be they don't have money? People that pashut can't afford simple things. A person wants to surprise his wife with something, coming from such a good place, what he would do to be able to surprise his wife with a little gift, the Chovet Shabbos, what's the problem? There's pashut nothing in the bank, there's nothing in the pocket, there's nothing in the wallet. He says, and also, hastara beruchnius, how I could just feel that spiritually I'm growing, spiritually there's a certain movement. He says, look at the Megillah, ishak, talk about hastara, look at the Megillah, ishak dosha kazo kmo Esther Hamalka, such a holy woman like Queen Esther, ne'eltza lipol babayit hamtameh ve'hametameh shel Achashverosh HaRasha, such a precious woman, holy woman, that like Esther, who was forced to fall in the impure house of the evil Achashverosh, Eizeh Choshech. What, you know, if you stop the reading of the Megillah at a certain chapter, while the story is still going on, what darkness. You just can't understand. You can't imagine anything good coming out of this. Eizeh Hastara. What hiddenness. Aval, he says, Daika mitoch hatzara. It's Davka. From within such trouble, such narrowness. Davka, from the darkness. Misham yotza Mashiach tzidkenu. Mashiach comes out of such darkness. Misham yotza nes punim shalachnos aman amalek. From there, from such a wacky scenario of the queen, the holy precious Malka, Esther Hamalka, the holiness of Esther Hamalka, Davka, from there, from such a story, comes such a beyond this world miracle like Purim, and the wiping out of Haman and Amalek. He says, Harei zo ge'ula ha-mesuteret, ha-musteret betoch cheshchat ha-galut. This is a redemption which is hidden. It's woven between the cracks of the darkness of Galus and of exile. And I know how much we'd all like to believe the Geula started already, v'chule, v'chule. Is this the beginning of the Geula? Is it not? You know, there's so many different opinions, but everyone knows one thing, that Am Yisrael cannot go on too much longer without Amalek being wiped out. It just, how much longer? What's going to be left of us if the Hastara, if the hiddenness and the concealment continues to prevail in the world? So he continues here in the next tiny paragraph with something very, very, very simple and something very, very sweet. In the second chapter in the tractate of Masechet Megillah, in the Gemara, the Mishnah there begins and it says, HaKoreh es HaMegillah LeMafreya Lo Yatza. In literal translation, what that means is one who reads the Megillah but not in order, meaning he reads the second chapter first, then the first chapter, or he skips a few lines, or whatever it is, he's not reading it with the sequence and the chronological order of the Megillah itself, then he says, you're not Yotze, you have to read it shlav achar shlav, phase after phase, exactly the way it was written. So what's the chiddush here? Okay, everything I have to, you know, when it comes to halachas, there's an order, there's a procession, there's a way things go. So here, Rav Yaakov Meir is going to bring us a beautiful, beautiful vort. He says, Harav HaKadosh, Rabbi Baruch of Medjibush. Who was Rabbi Baruch of Medjibush? He was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. So if he's the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, it also means he's the uncle of Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman's mother's brother. This Rabbi Baruch of Medjibush says, like it says in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, HaKoreh es HaMegillah LeMafreya Lo Yatza. One who reads the Megillah not in order, he's not Yotze, he didn't fulfill his obligation. He says, what does it mean? HaMegillah Eino Davar Yashan. The Megillah is not some ancient text which is irrelevant to our lives. Ela HaMegillah Kayemet Etzel Kol Yehudi V'Yehudi Ba'asher Husham. Wherever a Yidla finds himself in his journey, in his life, the Megillah exists. The story of the Megillah, the sequence of events, the Hastara, the hiddenness, and the concealment is also found in his own life. What's the only problem? You're not Yotze if you yourself in your own life are not listening to your own story. If you stop after a certain chapter, like Reb Shlomo had a beautiful Torah on this, he says, if you stop, our problem with many of us is that we reach a certain place in our lives, boom, and we stop reading our own Megillah. Chas v'shalom. There's something going on. Kol ha-yeshua shel ulechol zaro. It says the end, the last two words of the Megillah are lechol zaro, that Mordechai Yehudi, he brings peace for all of his seed, for his descendants. Rav Yaakov Meir says, kol ha-yeshua shel ulechol zaro nimtzes bechol Yehudi. This is evident and alive in the lives of every single Yidla, the story of the Megillah. The only thing is, don't stop. Don't stop reading your own Megillah. Don't stop once, you know, at the moment that the Hastara, that the concealment seems as though it's infinite and never ends. Yazar Hashem Yisbarach, he says, Rav Yaakov Meir, Shehayom, today, and remember he's saying this at the Purim Suda, Nizke lichbosh et hamilchama, will merit to conquer the war. V'haysa l'Hashem hamalucha, and the kingdom will be for Hashem. Tzvichim ladat, one must know, shepurim kazek moshel hashana, that a Purim like this year, lo haya le'olamim, there was never such a Purim. V'lo yeh le'olam, and there never will be such a Purim. וכול התיקונים שעושים היום הם חלק מגילוי שם השם, מגילוי שם הצדיק ומחיאס המולק, כי הרי פסוק מפורש הוא, מלחום על השם והמולק מדור דור. The Torah says, there is a war with המולק, מדור דור. Every generation fights its own doubt instigator, doubt injector, that poison. It's a different smell and taste in every generation, what that poison really is. However, it never ends, and it's always there. But he says, Kol dor kovesh me'at. Every single generation conquers a little bit more, cleanses out a little bit more of the doubt, and of all that which stands in between a yidla and being an absolute fire. So Be'ezra Hashem, it should be this Purim that we don't have to keep on saying, okay, we're just taking care of a little. The next 2 weeks should be a hachana, a preparation for this absolute obliterating of the name of Haman, so that we can stand before Hashem and say, it is you that I want, and nothing else, and nobody else.